Behind the two windows, you can catch a glimpse of the sacristy. This room used to be on the right of the former castle church. The sacristy of a church is used to keep important things needed for the services, such as vestments, candlesticks, and hosts. Once the friary had been dissolved, the sacristy was used by the superintendents of the almshouse established in the building. So it has since been known as the study. When the friary was altered at the end of the 19th century and the law courts were added, the sacristy was modified too. The windows were moved from the east to the south wall, where they still are today. The paintings on the ceiling of the sacristy also date from this period. Architect Ferdinand Münzenberger designed them based on historic patterns. The paintings on the north wall of the room, to your left, are much older, namely from the early 15th century, when the building was still used as a friary. A fair is depicted on the right side. On the left side of the wall, you can see the Mass of St. Gregory. This picture of the Mass represents a comment by the Dominicans on one of the theological debates of their time. It depicts the legend that while he was celebrating the Eucharist in the Basilica of the Santa Croce in Gerusalemme in Rome, Pope Gregory I saw Christ appear to him in the flesh with the instruments of his torture. His blood was said to have flown into the Pope's chalice, dispelling any doubts regarding the Church's doctrine of transubstantiation. This Mass is a popular motif in the 15th and 16th centuries. The friars of the Castle Friary thus demonstrated their belief that the bread and wine was actually turned into the flesh and blood of Christ during the Mass. Unfortunately, it is not possible to enter the sacristy at the moment. Opening and shutting the door causes the air quality in the room to fluctuate, which does great harm to the wall and ceiling paintings, but above all, to the extremely sensitive ornamental flooring. The floor consists of small red, black and white tiles. Since it was laid at the end of the 15th century, the floor has suffered severe damage. Attempts to restore it have so far been unsuccessful, and today it is in a terrible condition. The listed buildings department and the restorers have therefore decided to restrict access to the sacristy until further notice, in order to save the floor from deteriorating any further.